Here at Acme, we love summer. And while the carefree days of last year may seem like a distant memory, it doesn't mean this summer can't be just as special. As we all ease back into the outdoors with family and friends, to our backyard barbecues, our weekends at the shore, our added FaceTime, the real kind, not the virtual, know that we're here with the food, snacks, and drinks to celebrate summer. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
I'm Lorraine Ballard Morrill. One of the issues that we need to address in our community now more than ever is behavioral health. And that's really about taking care of our emotional health as well as our physical health. And we're going to be talking to someone who has some great resources for you if this is an area that you need some assistance with. And that organization is called the Consortium, which provides behavioral health, substance abuse services, and support for the intellectually disabled to members of our community of all ages. Joining us in the studio this morning is John White, who is president and CEO of the Consortium. Thanks so much for joining us today.
And good morning, Lorraine. How are you? It's good to be here.
It's good to have you here. And I'd like to, first of all, before we zero in on something that's affecting our community very much so, which is the substance abuse issue, I'd like to talk about the Consortium and what sort of services that you provide.
This Consortium is a 51-year-old behavioral health company. In other words, we provide services for the mentally ill, for people who have substance abuse problems, as well as providing support for those individuals who are intellectually disabled. Our services cover children, adults, and families. And we've been located in West Philadelphia for more than 50 years at this point. And it's an opportunity for us to really give back to our neighborhood and to provide the help that so many of our individuals and families need. We serve almost 16,000 people a year.
Wow.
Who come through our doors seeking help or assistance, and we're proud to be there to serve them.
One of the obstacles that often occur for people who are in need of help is the financial. Oftentimes people think, oh my gosh,
sure,
therapy, that's going to cost me like $200 an hour.
That's exactly right.
But Consortium helps you out in that respect.
Well, we take almost all insurances, but in addition to that, because of where we're located and because of our mission, we try to help those without insurance gain it. And if, in fact, you're not able to gain insurance, we don't turn you away. We still provide a myriad of services for you. That's important in these economic times. And when you think of the conditions that many of the individuals who need our help are living in, poverty is a major, major contributor to their issues. And so I felt that it was important for us to, in order to help them, we got to give them a leg up. And you don't get a helping hand or a leg up by turning someone away. And so we do our best to first help you gain insurance. And then failing to do that, we'll take and serve you anyway. So we don't turn anyone away.
Well, that's really good to know. Right now, we are in the midst of a terrible crisis of substance abuse issues. In the past, they called it addiction, but now it's substance abuse disorder. Is
right.
that what it
That's
is?
That's what they call it.
That's what they call it.
That's the flavor of the week.
That's the flavor of the week. But I think the bottom line is that there are a lot of people who are dependent on opioids, and that has invaded our neighborhoods in a major way. And you do provide assistance to those individuals. Tell us what kind of services you provide.
Yes, we do, Lorraine. We provide outpatient treatment for all addiction conditions, whether it's opioids, cocaine, or alcoholism, other kinds of substance. But it's important, I think, for everyone to realize this is not a new epidemic. Heroin has been a major, major, major factor in our communities for years now, for decades. They now have a new name for it because heroin is a part of that whole opiate crisis. But you didn't see this kind of attention being paid to those individuals who were hooked on heroin, so to speak.
Right.
It was only methadone, which we offer, and some outpatient services, which we also offer. But with the emergence of what this new opioid crisis, they found new ideas, new techniques, new medications that help people recover from their addiction and to help manage their addiction, whether it's Vivitrol or Suboxone. We provide all of those services, along with a doctor and a psychiatrist, to review your condition and to make sure that we work with you through the entire recovery process. But it's not new, and it's important that we understand that.
Yeah.
As it began to affect other communities,
yeah,
it took on a different importance.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, regardless of that, those who have been disregarded in the past, who are now the top priority are going to be able to take advantage of the same services. And that is what we are committed to doing. We are not going to divide the quality of care and the types of care that we provide based on the racism or based on the bigotry of mediocrity. We're only interested in providing the best possible care to the people that we serve.
Yeah, absolutely agree with you. And I'm
proud of the people who do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
of course.
I don't do the counseling.
Right.
But my counselors, my therapists, my doctors, they're doing this every single day.
Yeah.
And they're really making a difference, Lorraine.
Yeah.
You should come by and see us sometime. They are really making a difference.
Well, I live in Kensington, so.
That's okay. You understand.
No, I see it every day.
Exactly. Yeah. And the issue there is treatment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good in some quarters that you have a safe place for someone to, if you make it street terms, to get high, a safe place to get high. Never thought I'd say such a thing, but I guess it's okay to have that. But suppose I want to get care. Suppose I want to get treatment. Simply being able to shoot up is not enough. It doesn't lead me to that.
Yeah.
And so now I think there's going to be a real emphasis on people accessing treatment, of which we were in the forefront of that availability. But no, it's not new, and you can see firsthand how it's impacting on our community.
Yeah, I love the fact that you bring up the fact that it's not new, and I also love the fact that you bring up the fact that back in the 80s, when the crack epidemic was...
We never found a solution.
We never did, and we never tried.
That's exactly... You know? I know. I was Secretary of Welfare at the time.
Yeah.
And the most significant thing that happened back then was that Medicaid, the department that I was over in charge of, finally agreed to allow you to go to a hospital to be detoxed.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, if you had no insurance or you were on Medicaid, you couldn't detox in the hospital. You had to detox on the street. That was the most significant thing that happened.
Yeah.
But they never found a way to effectively treat crack addiction. We are moving in a positive way to address the addictions that we're facing now with other substance abuse types.
Right. And I think the new thing, at least in terms of treatment, we are finding that medical intervention is really making a huge difference, that it's not just the counseling. The counseling is important and should be part of it. But we have these new types of medication and now access to those medications that are making it much
greatly
easier.
Improved, right.
Yeah. So
greatly improved. Primarily, yeah. That's about Vivitrol and Suboxone, both of which have been proven very, very effective, especially Suboxone. In treating the opioid addictions, Vivitrol has emerged as a wonderful treatment modality for alcoholism and for those who are better managed with the opiate addiction. And those drugs were not available to us before. And now that they've opened up the gate, so to speak, to make sure that those providers, all providers, have ability to prescribe those two drugs, I think you'll see not only more people coming into treatment, but you'll see more successful journeys in recovery, I hope.
And that's what we want to see. And if people would like to get some help,
sure,
and assistance, how do they do that?
Well, they can go to our website, www.consortiuminc.org. Again, that's www.consortiuminc.org. Or you can call us at 215-596-8100.
I'd like to thank you so much for bringing this information to us, because we know there are tons of people out there who really need help and maybe think that they can't afford it and that there really isn't a place to turn to, but the consortium is one such place. And John White, you have been a community force for so many years and now making a huge difference over these many decades at the consortium as its CEO and president. What is the website one more time?
www.consortiuminc.org.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us, John White Jr., President.
And thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. John White Jr., President and CEO of the Consortium. I'm Lorraine Ballard Morrill. As the country moves to reopen during the coronavirus pandemic, businesses across the nation are faced with an often confusing and evolving patchwork of regulations and advice. Tune in to COVID-19, Navigating the Next Normal, as Dr. Larry Kaplan of Docs Health Works speaks with some of the world's top experts in medicine, public health, law, and psychology to offer guidance with best practices and information. Navigating the Next Normal. Listen now on the iHeartRadio app.